I don't advocate spanking, but I do advocate, or beatings, but I do advocate, you know, what my dad would do, he would give you a look. And all it would take would be the look. And it all depends on where you were sitting or if we were around the table. He would look at you, and he would take his middle finger and plunk you in the middle of the forehead. It was like, boom.
Just boom.
And he was a bricklayer. So his middle finger was like a brick. And if it hit you in the middle of the forehead, your head would just like, boom, swing back. And it'd be like, you knew that you were wrong. And he would smack you. There was one time when I went to the paper station. And down at the end of Bartlett Avenue, Bartlett and Providence, there was a little paper station where you went and did your subs. You know, you got your papers, tied them in your little town and country wagon. He went down there one day because I didn't pay my bill. And I was supposed to pay him a bill on Saturday morning, but I'd rather go ice skating, you know, up at Lake Park. And I got home. He said, did you pay your bill? I said, mm-hmm. He was like, no, you didn't. I did. I swear to God, I did. And so he was like, yeah, I'm going to go down there with you. I'm like, So, of course, I go down at 3 o'clock to get my papers, and my dad's not home. So my mom says, just get your wagon and get down there. Hurry, run. My mom's like, don't. We get down there. My dad pulls up in the car.
Oh.
And he says, did he pay his bill? And the guy says, he's paying it right now. And my dad said, you didn't pay your bill. Oh. And he spanked me in front of all the paper boys, then took my wagon and threw it against the paper station.
Oh.
And I was like, well, not only am I humiliated, but now I don't have a wagon.